Welcome to OV English School. In Kofu, a small cafe can show you a lot about Yamanashi life. Some cafes here feel modern, but they also feel deeply local. Why is that? Part of the answer is the land. The Kofu Basin has strong sunshine, clean mountain water, and famous fruit farms. Another part is the buildings. Some old houses now live a second life as quiet cafes. In this story, you will hear how one cafe uses coffee, fruit, and an old home to create that feeling. As you listen, think about this. If you entered an old wooden cafe, what would you notice first? If you want more clear English and culture stories, visit ovenglish.com. First, imagine a cafe near the center of Kofu. Outside, the street feels ordinary, but the building stands out. It is low, wooden, and a little dark from age. The entrance is quiet. There is no bright sign and no busy glass front. A visitor slows down before opening the door. The place looks simple, but it also feels inviting. You can almost guess that something careful is waiting inside. This kind of old Japanese house is called a kominka. A kominka is a traditional home, often made with wood, sliding doors, and natural materials. In many Japanese towns, people now repair these houses and use them in new ways. Some become shops or cafes. That matters in Kofu because the old building is not just decoration. It changes how people feel when they enter. The house carries local history, even before the first sip of coffee. Next, the visitor steps inside and hears the floor give a soft sound under their shoes. The air smells like coffee and old wood. Sunlight comes through the window in a warm line across the table. The room is not crowded. There are a few small tables, simple chairs, and quiet music. For a moment, the visitor stops speaking and just looks around. Have you ever entered a place and felt calm right away? This cafe gives that kind of feeling. Then the visitor opens the menu. The drinks include specialty coffee. Here, that simply means coffee chosen and prepared with extra care. The beans are roasted by a local roaster in Yamanashi. A roaster is a person or company that heats coffee beans to develop their flavor. The menu also has fruit desserts. This is where the cafe becomes even more local. Yamanashi is famous across Japan for fruit, especially peaches and grapes. Seasonal food is important here because it follows the real farm calendar. In summer, the cafe may serve peach tart with fresh slices on top. In another month, it may offer grape jelly, fruit parfait, or a lotte cake with local fruit. The visitor notices that the menu is not trying to offer everything all year. Instead, it quietly says, "This is what the land is giving now." That small detail makes the cafe feel honest. The owner explains that many guests come for this mix. Coffee brings a modern cafe style, but the fruit tells people exactly where they are. The visitor orders an iced coffee and a peach dessert. When the plate arrives, there's a small surprise. The peach is cut into thick, shining pieces, and the smell is sweet before the first bite. The visitor tastes it and pauses. The fruit is soft, cool, and full of juice. It feels less like a snack and more like a short Yamanashi summer on a plate. After that first bite, the visitor notices more around the room. There's a shelf with handmade cups from local potters. A card on the wall talks about Yamanashi water. The owner says the mountain water helps the coffee taste clean and smooth. That idea is easy to feel in the cup. The coffee does not taste heavy. It feels clear and gentle. So the land is present twice, in the dessert and in the drink. In short, the cafe is not only in Yamanashi, it tastes like Yamanashi too. The atmosphere matters as much as the menu. The old wood, soft light, and quiet space make people stay longer. A large chain cafe can be useful, but it often feels the same in every city. This place does not. Here, the building has marks of age, the tables are a little different from each other, and the room feels personal. The visitor sees one guest reading, another speaking softly, and someone near the window taking a slow photo of a grape dessert. Small actions like these show how the cafe invites people to pay attention. Then the visitor asks why so many people in Kofu like cafes in old houses. The owner says people do not only want food and drink. They also want a place that feels connected to the area. An old house can keep its history while welcoming new life inside. That is a simple idea, but a strong one. In Yamanashi, farms, water, crafts, and older homes can support each other. The cafe becomes a meeting point for all of them. This also helps local culture in a practical way. When a cafe buys local peaches, local grapes, or cups made nearby, money stays in the area. Farmers, makers, and small business owners all benefit. Visitors learn something too, even if no one gives them a lesson. They sit down for coffee, but they leave with a clearer picture of the region. What do you think is more memorable, reading that Yamanashi is famous for fruit, or tasting a fresh peach there? By the end of the visit, the cafe is easy to remember. Not because it is loud or fashionable, but because everything works together. The old house gives warmth. The fruit gives season and place. The coffee shows care and skill. Even the water matters. So one quiet stop in Kofu can explain a lot about daily life in Yamanashi. Next time someone asks why a cafe feels special, the answer may be simple. It feels special when the building, the food, and the land all speak with the same voice. Question: what is a kominka? Answer: it is a traditional Japanese house, often made of wood with a calm, old-style feeling. Question: why do local peaches and grapes make the cafe feel more special? Answer: they show what Yamanashi grows well and connect the menu to the season and the place. Question: what does the mountain water do for the coffee? Answer: it helps the coffee taste clean and smooth. Question: in one short summary, what makes the cafe memorable? Answer: the cafe is memorable because the old house, local fruit, careful coffee, and quiet mood all work together. Question: would you like to visit a cafe like this? Why or why not? Answer: my own answer may be different, but I might say yes because it sounds calm, local, and full of small details. So, what makes a Kofu cafe feel special? It is the meeting of old and new in one small place. A kominka brings history. Local fruit brings the taste of Yamanashi. Careful coffee adds skill, and the quiet room makes people slow down. In short, a cafe visit can become a simple way to understand a region. You do not need a museum or a long tour. Sometimes one table, one cup, and one peach dessert are enough. If you want more clear English stories like this, visit ovenglish.com. Thanks for learning with me, and enjoy your next cafe visit.